What's going on, everyone? Frankie D here. This podcast you're about to listen to is from my live internet radio show on the Live 365 app. So for anyone that wants to listen to the Frankie D show live, download the Live 365 app to your phone or go to live365.com and look up FDRS on there. All right? FDRS. That's the name of my radio station. So listen live, jam out to some classic rock with me. Maybe even call in. And that all takes place on Fridays, every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern. All right? Sound good? Enjoy the podcast now. Hey, everyone. Frankie D here. Welcome to the Frankie D Show. What's going on, everyone? I'm starting up the Frankie D Show right now. I'm your host, Frankie D. Thank you. Thank you very much. And for everyone listening right now, go tell your friends to get the Live 365 app and get FDRS on there. That is my radio station. So then every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern, you can listen to the Frankie D Show. If you want to follow the social medias, it's at The Frankie D Show on Instagram and Twitter. And if you cannot make the whole show live, then anywhere you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever, I'm putting the shows up on demand. So wherever you listen to your podcast, just type in The Frankie D Show and you will be able to find the shows on demand. Sound good? Cool. All right. Well, we're back to another Friday and thank God there was no earthquake again today. Last Friday, that was a little startling. It's like, what the hell is going on here? Especially, like I said, in New Jersey, earthquakes just are not common. So it was nice to not have to experience another earthquake. It's nice that there actually was an aftershock that day. The earthquake happened in, I forget what time. It was in the morning, like 10, 10:30. I forget. But, you know, somewhere in that ballpark. Then I do the show. You know, hours later, you know, 3 to 5. So it was definitely after 5, somewhere between 5:30 and 6. I stopped the show, cleaned some of my radio coming up, took a shower. I'm in the shower. All of a sudden, I started feeling a bunch of brrrr. I was like, oh boy, another earthquake. So many, you know, same day, but at many hours later, we got an aftershock. So it's like, oh, great. Is this just going to be like a common thing now? Am I just going to be feeling earthquakes every day now, every so many hours? But no, that was the end of it. I have not felt another earthquake since last Friday. There was a lot of people that were saying the eclipse had something to do with the earthquake, and I don't know. But at the end of the day, we have not felt another one. So thank God for that. Has anyone seen that O.J. Simpson? Everyone must have seen that by now. So yeah, that guy is gone. Well, oh my God, you guys are chanting louder for that than you did for me when I started the show. Jeez, yeah, no, he died. Apparently, died of prostate cancer. But yeah, O.J. Simpson is a goner. I wonder if his family, if he told his family the truth, and his family will like come out with it now. It's like, all right, now that he's gone, yes, he did kill her, or no, he did not kill her. I have a feeling even if he did tell his family, he'd just stuck to his guns and was like, nope, no, never killed her. So who knows? I don't know. I do have a guest coming on in a little bit. I don't know how long he'll be on for. We'll see if he even remembers to call in, but I should have a guest calling in at like 3:15. One of my old coworkers, entertaining dude, should have some fun stuff to talk about with him. And then, of course, I got some more topics to talk about in the show, and if anyone wants to call in throughout the show, feel free. Until then, I'm going to hop to some music. Alrighty. So first up here on the Frankie D Show, we are going Queen, Killer Queen, here on FDRS. We are back to the Frankie D Show. Oh, we are getting that call in. Hello, you're on the air with Frankie D.
Hey, Frank, how's it going, man?
And is this wow. Is this Scott I'm talking to?
Yeah.
All right, so everyone listening right now, we're on the phone with my old coworker, Scott. There we go, Scott. They love you.
Oh, man. So you do the thing from your home, or what do you do?
I'm doing it from my home right now, Scott. So
that's crazy.
We are on the internet, so you can say anything, Scott.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not going to. You were my old coworker. We won't say where we worked. I won't say where you currently work either now. But you know, you were one of the hardest workers where we worked, and now you're not there anymore. It seems like they kind of they pushed you out, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like
they had it in for me. Mm-hmm.
Me and you, you know, we can say we worked in retail, worked at a grocery store and stuff. And, you know, you were putting in mega hours and stuff, walking your ass off there. And, you know, they were always giving you a hard time. Like, why do you think they were giving you a hard time there, Scott?
I don't know, man. They really just don't. They don't like hard workers,
right?
Yeah, they don't like people that make money. They don't like hard workers. They don't like, they're just, you know how corporations are. They just want to use you and then just throw you out. You know, that's all it is.
Yeah.
They don't want to give you any overtime. You know, I was making a lot of overtime. So of course they don't really like that either. So you think you're working at a job and you think you're doing a great job because you're working overtime, you're working hard. When really these businesses, they don't want you to work overtime. They're just like, nah, we just want to get you, you know, your 40 hours a week, work hard then, and then we'll get some new guy to come in there and work your overtime hours at, you know, at a lower rate. You know, that's basically what they want, you know?
Yeah. I remember this one time you were, you know, working, you know, you did like 80 hours a week, and then they were like, yeah, you can't come back for a couple weeks now, right?
Yeah, they gave me some hard times with it. They really grilled me on that 80 hours. I mean,
you're just trying to make a living over here.
I mean, if you're allowing somebody to clock in 80 hours a week and actually work 80 hours a week and have no complaints that whole week, and then come back to me a couple weeks later and say, oh, you don't get paid for the extra 30 hours, then, you know, overtime, then, you know, that's a big problem on my end, you know?
Yeah, so if you know, and I also remember the manager seemed to have it after you too, right? Like he was like jealous of you because you were doing a better job than he was, right?
Yeah, I was, you know, I was a rule breaker. I'm not gonna lie, but you know, he really came at me. I mean, literally, he came at me with a bail, like one of those, you know, grocery store. You got those used to be. You have a bunch of bags that you give everybody. Well, they contain in bales, and that guy was coming at me with a bale, and I don't really understand why to this day as to why he did that. I moved out of the way, of course, but he was just like, no, you're good there. But he was coming at me with the bale, and I didn't know he didn't tell me anything about it. So I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. So, you know, when he was coming at you with this bale though, like I remember, you know, he was a pretty jacked dude, you know, you're a slimmer dude, but what do you think? You would have kicked his ass if you would have hit you?
I don't know. He was getting there. Yeah. I mean, he was definitely, I don't know what he would have done with the bail. I don't know if he would have like just, you know, hit me with the bail or because those bails are pretty huge and he was just coming at me and it's clear he was just, that's all he did. He lifted up the bail and he just literally just walked right over to me and I had to move out of the way.
Yeah. What would you have done if he actually hit you? What would you have said to him? Would you have hit him? Like what was going through your head?
Oh, I have no clue because I just,
you would have had to been in the moment.
Yeah. It's just in the moment. It's like, I have no clue why this guy is just picking up a random bail and just charging at me, you know? This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen, you know. I've never seen that in any job before, you know.
What do you think? It was jealousy on his end? That's why he was coming at you with a bail?
Yeah, he was jealous, maybe. He wanted it his way, and I kept circumventing it, and I don't know. He was just getting tired of it, you know. He definitely couldn't lift up the bails, though. I'll tell you this much. I moved so many bails. He couldn't even lift it up after a while. He just let me do my thing because I outdid him at the end, you know.
Well, you're pretty jacked, right? You're a very strong person.
Yeah, I was gearing up. I was gearing up for a harder job, so that's why I was lifting all these bales. And you know, I wasn't supposed to lift these, but they, you know, managers, even though you're not supposed to, and you can break your back, they let you do whatever you want, really. I mean, that's how the American system works, right? They just, oh, okay, well, you can break your back, but you're helping out, whatever, fine, you know. We'll deal with the consequences later, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But, gotcha. You don't have to talk about it if you don't want to. You, someone, you have a disability, you've told me, and you were such a hard worker. Do you feel like that makes it harder for you to work?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely harder with a disability. You know, you definitely don't want to be disabled in the United States because no one ever takes you seriously. You say you're disabled, they look at you if you can walk around or drive a car for about an hour. They say, oh, you're not disabled. You know, that's just the way it works, right? But if you go to any other country, you go to Canada, you go to other places, if you say you're disabled, they take you more seriously. I mean, they really like, oh, you're disabled. Okay, we'll try to get you help, you know. In America, you're disabled, you look fine, you know, for about an hour. No, you're just faking it, you know.
Yeah. And can my audience know what disability you have?
Sure. I have a...
You don't have to say anything you don't want to, Scott.
You know, I have a very rare health condition. You know, it's called skin writing. You know, that's the slang term for it, skin writing.
Skin writing?
They don't really... It's called... the official term is dermatographism or dermatographia. But it's only supposed to affect the skin on the outside. But they really don't know. And it changed up my whole life. You know, when you get a health condition that changes up your whole life, you appreciate every moment that you can get doing anything. You know, you're working, you're driving a car, you know, you appreciate life in a different way, you know.
So you're saying it's a skin condition.
Yeah, they say it's a skin condition, but, you know, I went to the doctor's office. I went to the allergy doctor's office, and he made a big deal about it. I mean, he refunded, you know, I paid up cash up front to get all the tests done, like $500 cash. He refunded me like $250 cash, and he gave me like literally 10 boxes of allergy medication. And he was like, good luck. And I was like, you're not going to tell me how to prevent this thing. You're not going to tell me he gave me this sad look on his face. I was like, oh, great. What do I got coming up, you know?
So are you taking loads of medication right now?
There's no medication for me. That's it. The allergy medication they gave me doesn't really work. Never really worked to begin with. Pretty much out of luck.
Didn't you say this condition makes you like extremely tired? Like you could just fall asleep anywhere?
Yeah, it makes me tired. I could fall asleep. It gets me dizzy. I lost a lot of intelligence from this thing, too. But it had me disabled for about 5-6 years. I was literally living motel to motel. It was ridiculous, you know?
How'd you lose some intelligence? It affects the brain, too?
I guess so. It made me definitely dumber because I tell you the truth, I was so out of it. You know, there were certain days where I'd go back to the motel and I couldn't even make it on top of my bed. I'd just sleep on the floor. I couldn't even make it up. You know, that's how bad my health condition was. I'd sleep for maybe over 24 hours. I didn't know what time of the day it was until I looked at my smartphone, and that was it. You know, that was 5-6 years of my life, something like that. It's ridiculous.
Damn. So how does a skin condition do all that?
I think it's antihistamines. I think it's because you're allergic to your own skin. So it has something to do with histamine, something to do with, I think it deals with the thyroid. I went to a thyroid doctor back when I first got diagnosed, and he's feeling my neck up because it's where the thyroid is. And I was like, I have a problem. And he was just like, he felt something, but he didn't want to tell me what he felt. He was just like, no, you don't have anything. But he kept feeling my neck over and over. And I was like, you definitely feel it. He's like, nah, you got nothing. It's like, you know, if they can't solve your problem, they just say it's nothing. You know, that's all it is. But I definitely had a major problem, you know?
Gotcha. So this condition's just attacking the whole body now. Your brain, your skin, it affects your sleep. It's got everything, is what you're saying.
I mean, for me, yeah. For me, this condition, it really affects me a lot. It was genetic. I mean, I believe I got it from my dad. So my dad, it was a crazy story with my dad. He was waiting for my health condition to happen. He was like, before he passed away, he was like, oh, how come you're doing everything? You know, I was like 28 at the time. How come you're able to do everything? How come you're able to drive and do this and do that? You know, and I was like 30 something years old. I was in bed all the time. I'm like, you got to be joking. I'm only 28. And when this happened, so he was like waiting till I hit like 30 to see, you know, to get what he got, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. When I hit 30, oh man, everything changed. I started slowing down. And I was like, oh crap, you know? In bed all the time. Horrible.
Now, you just said your dad passed away. Did he pass away from this disease, from this disability?
No, but I think it affected him. He actually passed away in church. He went down a flight of steps, and he hit his head. And, you know, it was all preventable. I could have prevented it. I just didn't want to, because the week before, it was literally the week before he died. He asked me to help him down the stairs because he was about to fall down those same steps. And I was like, don't ever go down those steps again. And next week I wasn't there at church. I just was, you know, playing games and whatnot, and woke up late. And by the time I woke up, you know, someone's knocking on my door. Your dad got hit on the head going down those same steps he was complaining about last week. And I was like, oh, great. You know?
So you're pretty much saying you knew this was going to happen. You said you could have prevented.
Oh, I knew exactly. I knew he'd fall down those steps because he was complaining about those same steps before, the week before. I just thought he'd hit his arm or hit his leg or, you know, I didn't think it hit his brain, supposedly his head. That's what they said. So he had a brain aneurysm. Some people say that, you know, maybe the brain aneurysm made him fall. I think it really was he fell and hit his head. I don't know.
So you just said a little bit ago that you said you could have prevented it, but didn't want to. Do you now wish you would have prevented it?
No, I let him go. It's one of those things where it's, he wanted to do his own thing. We were drifting apart. So, you know, that's one of the main reasons why he told me to go to church that day. And I was like, I didn't feel like doing it. And
That's one of the main reasons why he told you to go to church that day. He wanted you to save him.
Maybe, but I don't think he just wanted me to go to church in general. He just wanted me to show up at church. You know, that was the right thing to do back in the day, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't really want to go to that church. I don't really want to go there. And, you know, and that's basically what it was.
Now, do you miss your dad?
Yeah. Yeah, I miss him every once in a while. Yeah.
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 I
really wish I could ask my dad what health condition or what he went through to go through his health condition, because he has the exact same thing as me. So I wonder what he did to solve his problem or get through it, you know?
Yeah.
But
that's
all right, man. I guess, what do you say?
I was going to say that's some wild stuff, Scott.
Yeah, I've had a crazy life, you know. It's not a normal life that I've had, definitely not. I mean, you're talking about, you know, a guy who's not even supposed to be in the situation. When we were working, the only reason why I got to that job is because of my health condition. I mean, I was on a different path. I had my MBA. I had, $50,000-$60,000 saved up, you know. It was a completely different course, you know. So, yeah, I was supposed to have a different life other than what I have now, but it just never happened, so.
Yeah, but look at you now. Got a good job. You work your ass off. Making the best of it.
Yeah, I'm making the best of what I can do. You know, the health condition and everything, I'm making the best. So.
Now, Scott, you grew up in New Jersey, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I need to ask you this before we let you go, because I ask all the New Jersey people this. What do you call it, pork roll or Taylor ham?
Oh, I don't know. I like Taylor ham. I know my friend calls it pork roll, but I like Taylor ham.
Scott, what are you doing to me? Scott! I let you come on my radio show, and you're just disrespecting me like that? It's called Taylor ham. Scott, what are we doing to me here?
I know. A lot of people do say pork roll. I don't know.
Scott, have you ever
looked... I don't even have it that much, so that's, you know... Have you if ever I did, maybe I'd have more to say.
Have you ever looked at the box, Scott? It says Taylor pork roll on it. It does not say Taylor ham. It says Taylor pork roll. Say it with me, Scott. Taylor pork roll.
Taylor pork roll.
There we
Taylor
go, Scott. Roll. There we go.
Oh, man. All right. Well, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
It was fun having you call in here, Scott. I'm sure I will be seeing you again sooner or later.
Yeah, sure. All right, man. Have a good one.
All right. I'll talk to you later, Scott. Peace. All righty. Well, that was a fun conversation. We kept it that one like short. It wasn't a full interview. You got a taste of what my old coworker Scott was like. I've never really understood his disability, honestly. That's why I was asking questions about it. And that story of his father passing away. Wow, he could have prevented it, but did not want to. Doesn't regret it either. So I guess it's good to live with that regrets in life, right? Oh man, that was wild. And then he's calling it Taylor Hammond at the end. That was just one wild conversation. At least we got him to change to pork roll there. Alrighty. I'm going to hop back to some music now, and we'll be back with some topics after that. All right, so next up here on the Frankie D Show, we're going some Van Halen, Dance the Night Away. Now, I've talked about some country singers on this show before. You know, and a lot of the new country singers I've said I'm not a fan of. You know, when Toby Keith died, I was like, oh, no, you know, I like Toby Keith and stuff. A lot of the new country singers I'm not a fan of. And I see Morgan Wallen got in some trouble the other day. That dude's gotten in a bit of trouble in the last few years. Not a fan of his at all. I don't like his music. Personally, in terms of his personality, I never really looked into him that much. But then, you know, thinking about it, I was like, you know what? Hasn't this guy gotten arrested before? This guy's like always in trouble. So this dude has very crappy music. And now he's getting in trouble all the time. Should we just like kick him out of the country music world? So many people like this guy too. I don't know. It's got to be a bunch of posers. If you really genuinely like country music, how do you like this dude? You know, again, leaving even like all the arrests out of it, you know, and every like of the one of the bad things he's done. And you know, again, he's still relatively young, right? So, you know, you make mistakes when you're younger, whatever. His music isn't good, people. Like, what is good by this guy? I've given him a shot. I give a lot of the new country singers a shot because I want to still like country music. Grew up loving it, but it's like, it sucks. All right, let me, he got in trouble the other day for throwing a chair off a high building in Nashville. So he got arrested for that and stuff. Now, from my understanding, he was drunk when he did that. Now, I saw a video on it before on YouTube, and I don't think they mentioned that he was drunk. They said he, you know, he's being fine with the police and everything, but I don't, you know, you think it would mention it? But I don't know. I feel like it was. I think also when he got arrested a year or two or whenever ago, it was for being intoxicated. So this dude clearly has some sort of drinking problem if he was drunk when he threw that chair. I got to believe he was. I mean, whether you're drunk or not, you're a dumbass if you're throwing a chair off a building that high. Like, that could seriously hurt someone. Let's see. We got this ABC News YouTube video. Oh, we got George Stephanopoulos talking.
Off of a rooftop bar in Nashville, narrowly missing police officers. Senior national correspondent Steve Osunsami has the story. Good morning, Steve.
All right, so he just said narrowly missing police officers. So I'm assuming that means he threw the chair and it landed like right around these police officers. Like he said narrowly missing them, so he must have like almost hit these police officers. What a dumbass. And I can't really find an exact reason why he threw this chair. If he was literally just drunk and he was like, woo, and, you know, again, like, that could have seriously hurt someone if you're, you know, just drunk doing that. I did hear a story that his, ex-wife, ex-girlfriend, something like that, is now with a new guy. And, or it was, I think it's his baby mama, I believe. And now she's with a new guy, and I heard he was pissed about that, so he threw a chair. But then, like, they got him on video, apparently. And apparently he's laughing at, like, when he throws his chair. I'm like, dude, you're a piece of shit. You make shitty country music, and you're, like, a piece of shit. Like, you're going to laugh when you could have just severely hurt someone? Let's see, what do we got here?
Good morning to you, George. This isn't like any of his other run-ins with police. These are felony charges, which means possibly he could be seeing years in prison.
I highly doubt this guy seeing years in prison. I highly doubt it.
If he's convicted.
Last night we let the liquor talk.
He's one of the most...
His voice kind of reminds me of one of, like, the poser redneck dudes I went to high school with. Like, does not sound, you know, and then it's something, too, that's very, like, telling for me with a lot of these new country singers. He's wearing a snapback hat, and this one's backwards. Some of them wear them forwards. Whatever happened to, like, actual, like, cowboys in country music? Wearing, like, a cowboy hat? Is this what it's evolved to? Some poser that could have just went to high school in, like, a, you know, New Jersey or something. I have no clue where this guy. I'm sure he's from the South or West or something. I have no clue. But, you know, I don't feel any sort of actual real country music here. Now, I don't know. I know there were a lot of people in, like, Garth Brooks and Shania Twain, where they were saying the same thing about them. They were like, nah, they're like pop music. I feel like you can't even compare, you know, them to this, though, or then, like, you know, a duo that I really hate in country music is Dan and Shay. Like, they belong nowhere near country music. Yeah, you gotta listen to them on country stations. You know, they're always at the country music award shows. Like, they belong nowhere near country music. They're clearly pop. They suck. And, you know, they're considered country. Morgan Wallen, I'm not saying he's as bad as Dan and Shay, but, like, I don't know. You just got a snippet of it. It, like I said, it just sounds like a poser from my New Jersey high school.
Successful recording artist in the entire music industry, Morgan Wallen, this morning in another mugshot.
And if I genuinely thought his voice was like just fantastic too, where it's like, oh, I don't even like care. I'd admit it, but not feeling it at all.
Charged with 3 counts of felony reckless endangerment and 1 count of misdemeanor disorderly conduct. After police say he threw a chair reckless endangerment and 1 count...
3 counts of felony reckless endangerment, 1 count of misdemeanor disorderly conduct.
...count of misdemeanor disorderly conduct. After police say he threw a chair 6 stories down from a...
6 stories? Holy crap. Thank God he didn't hit anyone.
...rooftop bar in Nashville. And police say the chair landed just 3 feet from 2 of their officers who were working below. Witnesses say they saw him pick...
He would have been so fucked if he hit one of those cops. He would have been so fucked.
...pick up the chair, throw it over him, laughing afterward. He was booked and released on bond early Monday morning, seen here moving between 2 umbrellas and a waiting vehicle. He has not yet entered a plea. In a statement to ABC News, one of Wallen's attorneys tells us he is cooperating fully with authorities.
He would be a dumbass to not fully cooperate with the authorities. I mean, you know, obviously he is a dumbass. He threw that chair off that high building. But, there is no way he is in the right here whatsoever at all. He would be such a moron if he wasn't cooperating. Oh, great. More shitty Morgan Wallen music. Why would they have to put this crap in here?
It's not his first time in trouble. In May of 2020, he was arrested and charged.
Man, he's got like a, I think his hair's shorter now. He's got like a shitty mullet here too. I wonder if Billy Ray Cyrus was like one of his inspirations. And even back then, like, you know, I like country music from that era. Billy Ray Cyrus sucked back then too. He had achy breaky heart and that sucked. And, you know, like that was just like a one hit wonder, right? Did Billy Ray Cyrus even have any more songs? But, you know, let's stay on the Morgan Wallen topic. No need to dive into Billy Ray Cyrus.
Charged with public intoxication and disorderly conduct after getting kicked out of a Nashville bar. Prosecutors later dropped the charges. Later that same year, during the height of the pandemic, Saturday Night Live dropped him as their musical guest after he was seen in TikTok videos ignoring COVID precautions at the time, out partying without a mask and kissing random women. And then in February of 2021, he was caught on video filmed by a neighbor using a racial slur while speaking to a friend after coming home from a night out. His label briefly suspended his contract for a while, radio wouldn't play his songs, they wouldn't allow him at the Billboard Awards, and soon he was on YouTube.
Damn, he was in all sorts of trouble, wasn't he?
YouTube apologizing.
The natural thing to do is to apologize further and just continue to apologize.
I mean, do you genuinely think you did something wrong? Like, I really only like when these apologies come when they think they genuinely did something wrong. If not, I don't know if you keep doing stuff. Again, he's, how old is he? Let's see how old he is. I mean, again, he's old enough where he knows you don't throw a chair off a building that high. But, I mean, you do make mistakes your whole life, really. But, you know, he's in his 20s still. Still making a lot of mistakes. Let's see. He's 30. Well, he made a lot of those mistakes in his 20s. I wonder, let's see, will this be his last big fuck up? I mean, you're going to screw up your whole life. It doesn't really matter, but this one's a pretty big one. He could have seriously hurt someone. Let's see.
He sat down with our own Michael Strahan following the incident that could have cost him his career.
Do you understand why it makes black people so upset?
I don't know how to put myself in their shoes because I'm not, you know. But I do understand, especially when I say that I'm using it playfully or whatever, ignorantly, I understand that must sound, you know, like he doesn't understand.
Instead, sales and streams of his music online went up.
That's, you know, the any publicity is good publicity thing. A lot of people can look past mistakes if they're genuine mistakes and they don't make them again.
The way our culture is right now, bad behavior is not only tolerated, it's often rewarded.
Right now, that's been going back a long time. I mean, that at least started with Howard Stern, right? Any publicity is good publicity. You know, when you fuck up, you fuck up, you know? That's, you know, it's always been like that, not just right now.
The real justice here would be to treat him like an average citizen who did the same thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, I've always said that if you really want to, like, I don't know, cancel people, you just don't give them the time of day and don't listen to them anymore. Once you put a spotlight on them, any publicity is good publicity.
Wallen is kicking off a new tour, so he's going to be quite busy, but he'll need to return home for a court appearance on May 3rd.
Yeah, I mean, he's most likely going to be able to get past this. I don't think this is going to, you know, hurt him too much, personally. But, let's see, I do have this other article here. I mean, I want to see, because I did see, this is the one I think that it says he threw it because of his ex-fiance. So let's see, Morgan Wallen's chair-throwing outburst towards cops on the roof of a Nashville bar has been caught on video showing what got the crooner arrested Sunday night. Wallen, 30, was reportedly upset by his ex-fiance, Katie Smith, eloping with Luke, how the frig do you say this, Scornavaco, we'll go with that, on April 3rd, just 5 days after they got engaged. Now, a clip taken from the Nashville streets shows what happened on top of Chiefs just after 10:45 p.m. Sunday. And that is a high building. They, you know, they're on top of. An object is clearly visible despite the blurry footage as it comes flying off the roof of the club in the shot taken from an Earth cam in the city. Officers from the Metropolitan Nashville Police Department allege that the piece of furniture landed just 3 feet away from them. Whew. Man, if he's like, you know, if he thinks he's in trouble now, which, I mean, he probably doesn't think he's in trouble, but if he thinks he's in trouble now, man, if he would have hit those cops, or a civilian in general, but, you know, the cops will take it one up. Like, you hit a regular civilian, you're going to be screwed. You'd hit a cop, you're going to be really screwed. And it kind of looks like he's pretty drunk in this picture of his mugshot here. Can't tell if he's, like, smiling, about to laugh. He's just like, duh. Oh, wow. I'm scrolling down. There's a picture of him. I'm guessing this is the ex-fiance. She is very pretty. How'd you screw that one up, dude? What, did you cheat on her or something? I really don't know why they broke up. Morgan Wallen was upset by his ex-fiance and mother of his son, Katie Smith, eloping. The pair ended their engagement before welcoming a child in 2020. Let's see. I want to know how they broke up. I'm going to see if I can find that real quick. How did Morgan, or why did Morgan Wallen and Katie Smith break up? Let's see. Come on. Ah! By 2019, their relationship was rocky. Smith wrote on her blog, though they lived together, Smith says, Wallen wasn't always faithful when he was on the road and she couldn't always join him. Ah. So he cheated on her, like I said. Kind of another way he's a piece of shit. Why would you do that, dude? Woman's beautiful. All right. Let's go. I want to see. There's some comments here. I want to go down to these comments and see what people got to say. I'm sure he gets very bashed here. He needs to spend some time in jail for endangering the lives of innocent people. This is totally unacceptable behavior by anyone. Oh, he definitely should. Definitely should be in jail. Will he? Probably not. But he absolutely should. I mean, someone could have gotten very hurt there. Let's see. So he wasn't mature enough to stay faithful to the woman he loved. Then he endangers countless people by his childish behavior over her marriage to another man by throwing a chair off of the roof. He has only himself to blame for what is happening in his life. I completely agree. Time to face the music, not your own. Get some serious help. Get clean and sober and stay that way. This person said, never liked the idea of a bar on a roof. One drink too many. I didn't know there. I honestly had no clue what they were doing on the roof. I had a feeling they were drinking. I didn't know there was like an actual bar on a roof. Yeah, that could lead to some definite problems. You get a bar fight up there. Whew, someone could be thrown off that roof. So let's see. Who wants to bet his charges get downgraded and he serves community service and pays restitution? Yeah, no. I really don't think he's gonna be getting like years of jail or anything. All right, too much ego, at least everyone knows now. All right, well, we get the idea here. People are not happy with him. So, yeah, if anyone hadn't heard about that, a bit of people were talking about it this week. Again, I've never really paid too much attention to the stuff he's gotten in trouble for. I just don't really care that much. You know, people make mistakes, whatever, he's young, blah, blah, blah. This one, someone seriously could have gotten hurt, and I've never really liked him, more so just because I think his music sucks. So, has nothing to do with the stuff he's done, but geez, like, think about it. If you were there yourself, your family members were there, could have been very hurt. So, alrighty, I'm going to hop back to some music now, and I will be back with some more topics after. So, next up here on the Frankie D Show, we've got some Guns N' Roses, Knocking on Heaven's Door. All right, and now we get to some crazy topics here. So, this is another one of the female teacher banging her male student stories. This one's about a woman named Lily Bowman. Now, this is the first I had ever heard of her, so this might be a very new story. Sometimes, you know, I see these stories and then like, you know, a year or so many months later, it's like, oh, they're back. But this is a brand new woman I've seen. She's only 24 years old and she is jailed for banging a 17-year-old student. So let's look into this. Now, this one really caught my attention. Like, I've actually passed through a lot of these stories. There was a while I was talking about them very frequently and then I'm like, we've talked about these enough on the Frankie D Show. Let's take a break. And a lot of that, man, it's kind of like the same thing over and over. I think the one that caught my attention with this is just, I saw her picture and I was like, wow, this chick was really hot. So let's see. English teacher, 24, is jailed for 90 days after having sex with 17-year-old student 10 times before concerned parents reported her to the cops. It took 10 times to get concerned? How do they know it was 10 times? 10 times before concerned parents reported her to the cops. That's just when they found it. I wonder what the deal was. He was like, oh, I'm getting tutored again. Getting tutored again by Miss Bowman. I'll be back later. They were like, maybe we should look into this. His grades don't really seem to be that bad. Does he really need that much tutoring? Let's see. This is a Daily Mail article for anyone that wants to read into this. A former high school teacher was sentenced to 90 days in jail by a Nebraska court for sexually abusing a student. 90 days, I mean, could be worse. Come on, we've read through enough of these stories now. We know that some of these women are getting way longer sentences than that. I mean, like I said, looking at the picture of this chick, if I were 17, she's 24. You're going for it. Come on. You're going for it, dudes. And it seems like, I've seen no real mention of the son yet. Like, sometimes, like, the son, you know, the dudes play kind of victim and stuff. This one just says the concerned parents reported her to the cops. I wonder if these are going to be, like, the same kind of parents. Like, there's been at least one, but maybe even a couple stories where they're like, she ruined our son's life. You're like, did she? Let's see. Lily Bowman will be on probation for 5 years after she was convicted for third-degree sexual abuse by a school employee last week, according to Lancaster County court records. The 24-year-old is required to register as a sex offender. Bowman was initially charged with first-degree sexual abuse by a school employee before accepting a plea deal in January. Yeah, if anyone, this is Lily with an IE also, if anyone wants to look her up. Lily Bowman. Yeah, they're showing her picture here. She looks pretty, like, upset in this picture. Bowman's lawyer defended the makeup of the teacher who was hired by her alma mater, Norris High School, in July 2022. She was honest. That says a lot about Ms. Bowman and her character. Wilson told the judge during the March 29th sentencing hearing she took responsibility. Well, yeah, I guess she's like, well, yeah, I did bang him. No need to lie about it. Now, I wonder if she was thinking, like, all right, he's 17. Maybe he was a senior at that point. He turns 18 in a few months. And, you know, he'll be graduating. We could probably make it through till graduation. Then after that, I should be good. But she was caught. So it didn't work that way. I also don't know. This dude could have been a junior, too. You're a 17-year-old when you're a junior and a senior, right? So who knows? Or maybe she was just very attracted to this dude. And she was like, no, I'm banging this kid. Let's see. She had been facing up to 2 years in prison and or 1 year of supervised release, $10,000 fine. Or both. Bowman taught English to 9th and 10th graders and was also involved the school's trap team. Authorities found that she carried out a relationship with a 17-year-old student in March 2023. Court records also showed that Bowman and the student had sex on 10 occasions. What, they marked that down or something? I mean, you might be able to get to, you know, 2, 3, 4 times or something. Once you're out of there, once you're in, you know, after like 5 times, it's like, wait, was it 5 or 6, 6 or 7? Like, I don't know, maybe they had like a celebration though. It's like, hey, this is our 10th time doing it. They're doing it in the classroom or something. They meet up after. Let's say, I feel like it usually says in these articles, like, you know, they did it in their car or something. A student went to the teacher's house. It's like, where were they doing it? She was arrested on May 19th, 2023, after concerned parents reported the alleged relationship to police. She's very pretty. Like, they keep showing pictures of her here. Lily, when you get out of the slammer, give me a call. My God. A search warrant was obtained for Bowman's home, where investigators reportedly found proof of her sexually abusing the teenager. I don't think he took it as abuse. Maybe once or twice. After the first time, I think he was like, oh, this is not abuse. Bowman will be required to serve the jail sentence 30 days at a time and as to appear at the Lancaster County Jail on April 5th in 2024, 2025, and 2026. Teachers and coaches yield high amounts of power and influence over the young people that they manage, Lancaster County Prosecutor Morgan C. Smith said during the hearing. That's one of the reasons we have these laws, because we can never know for sure that the victims in these cases consent to the activities, he added. Did he consent? Did he not consent? I mean, they have not said in here that he's not consented. They didn't say that he did or didn't, but I guess I'm just assuming because they did it 10 times that he did consent, but I could be wrong, but they should say it in this article if he consented or not. What Ms. Bowman has done in this case is erode the trust in schools and teachers. All right, comments time. Let's see. If she was 25 and he was 18 and wouldn't have any legal impact. Yeah, I mean, that's true. However, like, she still should be fired, even if he was 18. And even if he was 18 and 24, like, he could still be in school at 18 years old. I mean, you know, you're 18 when you graduate. So if he's still in school at 18, he's still got to be fired. But yeah, no, I mean, if he's fully graduated, like, that is true. Teacher/student relationships are never appropriate or condoned. However, what is realistic? The schools push for grade schoolers to change their gender. That is 1,000% worse. All right, they changed the subject there completely. Let's see. Once again, we have an emotionally stunted young woman who has chosen teaching as a career. She went from high school to college and then back to her high school as an English teacher. These women have difficulty understanding that they are no longer students and therefore not peers with the students they teach. It's like teaching gives them the opportunity to remain immature in spite of themselves. They really should have at least 4 years post-college in adult education or traditional workforce before they teach minors. Cue all the men. Hey, here I am. Cue all the men who wish they'd had her as a teacher. The woman who think it's disgusting and the rest of us who simply realize that putting a 24-year-old good-looking female in a high school with horny teenage boys is probably not the best idea we've come up with as a society, LOL. Yeah, I mean, I would have been, if she was my teacher, I would have been trying to flirt with her all the freaking time when I was in high school. I unfortunately would not have been able to get anywhere like this guy did. But clearly, he was able to do something with it. Let's see, most 17-year-old boys would jump at the chance. There's nothing unnatural about it. And if I was the 17-year-old, I wouldn't be complaining. So it seems like, what I've said, most of these comments have said, some of them obviously are not happy with the woman. And then there's a lot of dudes here that were like, yep, looking at her. If I were in high school, oh yeah, oh yeah. Again, too, like when I was 17, see, I wonder what would have happened if I were 17. I definitely, if I did not go to the school she taught at, right? I definitely looked older. You know, I feel a lot of dudes look older when they're in high school. Like when I was 17, I definitely looked like I was over 18. So if I didn't go to the school she taught at, would she have been in trouble if she didn't know my age? If I didn't tell her obviously if she knew I was a 17-year-old, but if I never told her that information, would she be in trouble? Because now she's not teaching at the school I go to, and I never told her my age. When I was 17, I definitely looked older than 18. Probably like 20 plus. Probably even looked like I could drink by that time. So, yeah, I don't know how that would work. I mean, obviously, if you go to the school that she teaches at, she's going to be fired, and there's definitely going to, be some legal problems. But if it's not the school she teaches at, we'll even look at it like this. I'm 18, but still in school. She's 24. Different, not the school she teaches at, but she knows my age. I wonder which one's worse in that case. She knows my age, but I'm 18. I go to a different school. I'm graduating in like 2 months. I have no clue how these laws work. What I can say, though, is what I've said this whole time, and that's if she were a teacher at my high school and I was 17 and I had the opportunity to bang her, I'm banging her. I actually saw a related story to this week, too. Not a teacher, though. This one I found pretty crazy. That a woman from Florida who's 23 years old, she was posing online as a schoolgirl so she could bang, like, 14-year-olds. I find that insane. This girl was good-looking, too. I'm like, you're 23. You don't need to be posing as a 14-year-old. Let's see. Florida woman, this is another Daily Mail article. Florida woman, 23, who posed online as schoolgirl to molest teenage boy appears shackled in court as she is hit with new charges after 4 more victims, age 12 to 15, come forward. Yeah, so let's see. This girl's name is, where's her name? I think it was Alyssa Ann Zinger. Yep, Alyssa Ann Zinger. So, she's not bad looking either. She's posing as a younger girl so she could bang these younger dudes. I guess these chicks just have a type. So they're showing her mugshot here. She's got some crazy in those eyes, I will say that. I gotta go back now to the picture of Lily, because that's usually one thing I say that, I catch it right there. I'm like, oh, crazy, crazy eyes. I didn't say that this time with her. I need to go back if I just missed that or if she actually just looked normal. I got to be honest, I just Googled pictures of her. She's not looking as good to me in these pictures as they put the pictures in the articles of Lily. I guess she's got crazy in those eyes, too. Alrighty, back to the other story now. So, yeah, Alyssa Ann Zinger here. I mean, she's got some crazy in those eyes. Not a bad-looking girl, though, either. But, yeah, I mean, you look at her, and I'm like, oh, this chick's nuts. So, she's got some, like, dancing videos here on TikTok. She's posing as a 14-year-old. Like, what are you doing? You think the, apparently, it says here, age, you know, victims age 12 to 15. All right, 12 is, come on. That is just way too young. But you think a 12 to 15-year-old, they're not telling their buddies? Especially, you're not even, like, a teacher. Like, maybe some of them might try to, you know, they know it'll go around because they're a teacher. Like, you're not even a teacher. They don't even care. They're spreading that to all their buddies. You think you're not getting in trouble? I want to see some comments here. I really don't understand this woman. She could find plenty of men legal age for a relationship. I also do not understand these female prison officers who choose male inmates despite many ordinary men are available for them. What do they gain with that? A criminal record and for what? This person said, I'm flabbergasted that some are still shocked or in denial when the criminal is female. It's precisely these views which allow them to go under the radar. It's about time that women are viewed the way men are when it comes to heinous crimes. Men do not monopolize brutality or sexual offenses. Our mindset does. No, I mean, I'm shocked. I think she could easily get dudes her age, and she's just choosing not to. She'd still be doing it if she wasn't busted for shoplifting. We need to bring back mental health facilities. She has something wrong with her. Well, yeah, I mean, she definitely has something going on with her. She's lying about her age just so she can get with younger dudes. I didn't realize that she was, I mean, I didn't read through the whole article there. She was busted for shoplifting. That's how they found all this out. That's wild. I guess the dudes were keeping it a secret. But geez, 12 to 15, you're 23 and you're lying just so you can do that. Yeah, this chick's got some mental problems. She's got some problems going on there. Alrighty, that's it with the older women banging younger dude stories for now. I'm going to hop back to some music and get to some more topics. I might have to end the show 10 minutes early today, so if I do, I'm sorry about that. So if anyone wants to call in, make sure you get your call-ins in before the show ends. Alrighty, next up here on the Frankie D Show, we are going Life in the Fast Lane by the Eagles. Alrighty, back to the Frankie D Show. So, next topic here, I guess, you know, somewhat related to the last topic. Not quite, but still I guess, a sexual topic. The infamous porn star Sadie Summers. Now, I ain't never heard of her before, but apparently she's famous, very famous. Who began her X-rated career, this is a Daily Mail article I got right in front of me, began her X-rated career at 19, makes a salacious return to adult films at age 38 after quitting the industry to spend 15 years working as a nurse. So, yeah, I mean, you don't really hear that too much. I don't hear it too much, I feel. I feel like you either have, like, porn stars, I feel, that never really got that popular and then went to work regular jobs, or they became very popular and they can just live off their, like, porn money. And then a lot of them ended up making, like, OnlyFans and stuff like that. So let's read into her a little bit. Someone might have to call in too and tell me if, like, they're like, if you're like, Frankie D, you are freaking insane. That's like not knowing who, like, Jenna Jameson is or something like that. You know, one of, like, the household name stars, Lisa Ann, you know. But yeah, I never heard of her. Sadie Summers sounds like a porn star name. Porn star Sadie Summers, who made a name for herself in the X-rated industry when she was only 19, making her adult film comeback 15 years after she left the scene to save lives as a nurse. Now, why is she coming back? I mean, am I getting ahead of myself here? Is she going to tell us? Is it a money thing? It's like, you know, helping save lives is great and stuff. However, I want that money again. And, you know, you've all have seen me naked anyway, so it's not like, you know, it's not like, oh, I have that fear of being naked and people seeing me naked. No, I'm already all out there on the internet, so The 38-year-old, who starred in over 70 films, has opened up about her decision to return more than a decade after she transitioned into a career in nursing so that she had something that nobody could take away. While speaking to DailyMail.com, the Canadian beauty revealed that working with elderly people made her want to step back in front of the camera so that she wouldn't have any regrets. Now, what exactly is that supposed to mean? Working with elderly people made me want to get back into porn so I have no regrets. I don't really get that. Sadie lifted the lid on her love for sex work. Okay, so she loved it. Like, she's like, yeah, you know, I want to have no regrets. I love doing this. If I stay doing this and I don't go back to it now, I might regret it because I'm still looking good. She shared that she has come back so she could have a better work-life balance and spend more time with her 3-year-old son and husband. Wonder what the son and husband are going to think about this decision. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at her now. She's good-looking chick. Blonde, blue eyes, skinny. None wrong with her. How'd I go so long without knowing who this chick was? The porn star explained that since leaving the X-rated industry, she has seen it evolve as she detailed her reasons for ditching it 15 years ago. She told DailyMail.com that the world of porn was previously concentrated in one area of the world, like Los Angeles, with few other options in Florida or Europe. You really need to be in LA to make a name for yourself and make your bread and butter. However, Sadie wanted to devote more time to her other passions like skiing and mountain biking. I was at a point in my life where I was really into skiing and doing sports and kind of traveling around the mountains, in the mountains. I was finding it limiting to have to make sure I was around Los Angeles, and I just needed something different to pursue at that time. Well, so does this mean she's going to start doing, like, movies again? Or is she just going to make, like, an OnlyFans? Because, like, you know, she doesn't have to be in LA. I mean, she's saying, it looks like she's saying she could be in Florida or Europe or something. But, I mean, if she does the OnlyFans thing, that's, like, on her time. So I moved back to Whistler, Canada, and started pursuing nursing as a means to be able to ski more often, the 38-year-old explained. Despite being happy, she had more time for her hobbies. Sadie missed the raunchy world she once starred in. I wouldn't say retired. I just kind of walked away. I knew if I were to get in a tragic car accident and didn't look like I could do movies anymore, I could still be a nurse. So I really wanted to have that piece of paper that nobody could take away from me, she said. Sadie's very long hiatus taught her about what to value in life and even boosted her confidence. Now, apparently she was, you know, a famous porn star. She becomes a nurse. It's like, all right, the life's behind me now. She's getting back to it. If something happens now where she gets in that car accident, will they still let her come back? Or it's like, yeah, we hired you once because it seemed like, well, one, they probably didn't even know about it. But let's say they did know about it. She, you know, it seems like, all right, I want to change my life around now. Now it happens a second time. It's like, hey, we let you change your life around. Now there's like a tension on us because of you. It's like, yeah, we can't bring you back now. So who knows if she gets in that car accident, if she'll be able to. Honestly, at this point, if she does go the OnlyFans route, she'll probably make so much money, she really won't have to even worry about that. But let's see. Sadie's very long hiatus taught her. Okay, we already saw that. Yeah, very, very good looking woman. Sadie Summers. Anyone wants to check her out? Let's see. I think I'm just going to go down to what some people commented. Man, she is great looking. I mean, she's in a gym here. I mean, that's probably when, you know, what happens. You make your money in it, get some sort of name in it, then you step away from it for a while, and you get to stay looking like that. Yeah, you look at some porn stars years later, and it's like, oh, man, they were beat up through that industry, weren't they? Let's see some comments. Come on. This always happens. All right, let's translate. I got more money, and my life was easier than nursing. It's her life, however. I think she's about to find out the male appetite for a 40-year-old is not quite the same as when she was 25. It's a sad move leaving nursing, a noble profession to help others recover rather than get off. You know, I really don't know if this person's actually right about that because, I mean, I think MILF is like the number one category, but I could be wrong about that. Now, she still looks great. She would do more than fine. This person's completely wrong about that. And she's still helping people, so. Let's see. She's broken, has to hit the wall. His friend said she better start soon. There's not much gas left in that tank. Opens up about opening up. This person said, looks more like 58, not 38. Wow, I still think, what are people saying? Man, people, judgmental. Oh my God, she looks great. Come on, 58, give me a break. I don't, you know, let's see, she's 38. Maybe I'd say 38. I would say 38 to 42. So, like, that's fair. 58, come on, she doesn't look 58. Let's see if this freaking article will go back to normal. I'll read one more comment. I don't know if we're going to be able to. And, all right. Starred, quotes, film, quotes, beauty, quotes. We use these terms too freely. All righty. Well, that's it with that topic. Yeah, as I've said, Sadie Summers looks great to me here. I got no problems with the way she looks. Alrighty, I'm going to hop back to some music. Probably do one more topic. Maybe the Twitter game or something. And I'll be out of here. So, next up here on the Frankie D Show, we're going some Boston rock and roll. Not Boston. Bad company. My bad, people. Rock and roll fantasy. Okie dokes. We're back to the Frankie D Show. We are at the very end of it here, so if anyone wants to call in, make it now. I'm going to play the Twitter game, and I'm pretty much going to be leaving after that. I know, lots of booze today, my God. Alrighty, so going to the Frankie D Show Twitter page. We have Saturday Night Smoke saying, Happy Friday, fells. Hope the sun is shining and you're ready to grill this weekend. If you want classic rock and modern talk, click on the link below for the Frankie D Show on the Live 365 app. Frankie should be able to know who this celebrity is, right? And so this is Babchick, because Babchick's in all these pictures. And next to him, let's see. Kind of a hard one here. Heavy set guy. Sunglasses always on. Got a goatee here. Looks like the, you know, the soul patch part of the goatee is bleach blonde. Always has the hair bleached and spiked up. Let's see, who could this possibly be? I'm trying to think. Could it be Carl Banks? I know Smoke's a sports guy. Maybe he gave me an athlete, you know, I'm not very familiar with. Could be Carl Banks. No. Can't be Carl Banks, right? Carl Banks is, he's black, correct? Yeah, Carl Banks is black. Can't be Carl. This guy with the bleach blonde hair, he's white. No, can't be him. Let's see, who else could it be? Well, he's a Cowboys fan, right? I don't know anyone from the Cowboys. I don't even know why I'm trying to go there. Could it be one of the Kelce brothers? I know what Jason Kelce looks like because he was on WrestleMania. But the brother with Taylor Swift, I really don't see his face that much. No, I don't think it's either of the Kelce brothers. I don't think Smoke went the sports route in this one. You know what? I'm going to have to go with Smoke. What kind of idiot do you take me for? This is fucking Guy Fieri. My God. All right, so if anyone wants to check that out, it's at the Frankie D Show on Twitter. I'll repost this one, so you'll be able to see it. But yes, that is Guy Fieri with Mike Babchick. He was feeling bad for me. I got the last couple weeks wrong. Stacy Schroeder, and I don't even remember the chick's name from last week. Some porn star. Really don't remember. But yes, Smoke's feeling bad for me, so I guess it gave me an easy one. Yes, we have Guy Fieri here. And with that, I am going to close the show out. Man, guys are really getting me today. All right, so for everyone listening to the Frankie D Show right now, go tell your friends, family, whoever, to get the Live 365 app on their phone and type FDRS in there. Then you can listen to the Frankie D Show live every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern. If you want to follow the show on social media, it's at the Frankie D Show on Instagram and Twitter. And if you're, you know, if you can't listen to the episodes live, or if you can only get half of them live, whatever, the episodes are on demand. So wherever you listen to your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever, not Google Podcasts, though. That's not a thing anymore. They got rid of that. So don't go to Google Podcasts to find me. But wherever you listen to your podcast, it's The Frankie D Show. So you just got to remember The Frankie D Show, and you'll be able to find me. Alrighty, everyone. I will be back next week. I'm ending the show a little bit early today just because I got to go somewhere. But I will be back next week, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern. And yeah, so listen. All right. I will catch you. Peace.